wait today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Did we really need another reason to get us out of the United Nations? I didn't think we needed one, but boy, they gave us one again here. And this is, listen to this. The UN now wants to somehow mandate Gardasil HPV cervix shots for all the children of planet Earth. And it wasn't bad enough that they were just destroying the sovereignty of countries all over the planet, including these United States, by promoting mandates, including the UN Codex Alimentarius. Now we're learning about their push for global HPV shots. How much more do we need to know to kick them off the island of Manhattan? I don't even want to send them to Haiti. They've been through bad things enough. Put them on an iceberg so that Al Gore can melt it, and then they can fall into the ocean. And then, of course, we got the radiation in the ocean. We got the radiation airborne. I've got news on that today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But the UN, this is just disgusting, and it's sick. United Nations plan for HPV vaccines. Much going on. This is the lead story off of my good friend Jeffrey Opterheide's site, vactruth.com. And I've got links up at the blog list at robertscottbell.com. Finally activating it. I am not a professional web guy, but it looks a lot better. It's coming together. Check it out, robertscottbell.com. But this UN story really got me. I was thinking, you know, how many more reasons do we need to declare national sovereignty again? And we take that to another level of state sovereignty. We've got the 10th Amendment, the 9th and 10th Amendment, and we've got things that are happening all over planet Earth that violate our Constitution. But it's bad enough, of course, when it happens within our own country, within our own borders, these violations of the Constitution. We got Ron Paul declaring for the presidency. Do you hear that? He's running. Yeah, rock and roll, Ron Paul. And yet they're grilling him from the right and left. They're saying, well, how dare you? How dare you not want to support the raid and attack and so-called kill of bin Laden over the past week or so? And he basically is trying to explain. It's like, I didn't say not to do it. He just says, I would have done it a different way. But the soundbite is much nicer to say, let's see if we can discredit Ron Paul now this way or that way. You notice from the left or the right, the artificial Hegelian dialectic, they don't like a guy that doesn't play by their rules. And that's why they're going to continue to attack Ron Paul through this presidential campaign swing. And why you got to be ever so diligent to see past the soundbites, whether they're coming from MSNBC, CNN, or Fox, or anywhere in between. And you got to listen to the new media, which includes the Robert Scott Bell Show now 6 days a week, one day a week here on GCN and all the affiliates around the country, and five additional days through Natural News. So we love rocking the health world. By the way, the number is 800-259-5791. If you want to call in and be part of the show today, wide open phone lines now, 800-259-5791. Do you think that the UN's push to protect all the children of the world from the human papillomavirus is a good idea? This is according to Susan Yoshihara, Ph.D., affiliated here with the UN in this regard, because they're advocating this program for HPV shots. One advocate advised the dignitaries that when they are asked why children should be vaccinated against a sexually transmitted disease, the UN should use the precedent of infant vaccinations against hepatitis B. Lovely. Yes, within the first 24 hours, you inject these children with hep B, a toxic vaccination. Oh, gosh, even if I was for vaccinations, you couldn't support this. How many intravenous drug users do you hear about at day one of infancy? How many sexually active day one infants do you hear about? And yet they say, oh, well, we're already vaccinating the world's children for hepatitis B, so why not add HPV into the mix? Pumped into newborns. However, recently, the U.S. Vaccine Court, remember the Vaccine Court, Kangaroo Court, superior to the Supreme Court, it awarded damages to the estate of the late Tambra Harris, since it was acknowledged that Tambra contracted systemic lupus erythematosus from the hepatitis B vaccine. That's right. Spread lupus among the children of the world through Hep B vaccines. And there's a link to the article on this, Hep B and systemic lupus erythematosus. It's on vactruth.com. So if the UN plan is approved, where would they get the funds, right? Big Pharma, oh, they're hurting. They need some mandates from the United Nations, right? They don't have enough mandates from the FDA. They don't have enough cheerleaders at the CDC, the marketing and cheerleading arm of the pharmaceutical and vaccine industrial complex. Funding would have to be approved to permit three HPV shots over 6 months for every girl on planet Earth under this UN supposed mandate. Every 5 years over the course of each woman's reproductive lifetime. And the sound effects go on. Ka-ching, ka-ching. Big Pharma's cash registers. Don't you love it that they use the power of government and now global government to mandate that you participate in their illicit scheme? Depopulation agenda, quite honestly. I mean, I can't call it anything less than that. Because Big Pharma's attempts to vaccinate everyone on planet Earth can do nothing but reduce the population of planet Earth, like Bill Gates says. You say, Robert, what are you talking about? Vaccines are supposed to protect human life. They're supposed to prevent disease. Well, if they would do so, if they were doing so, why would Bill Gates say if we could just vaccinate them all, we could reduce the world's population? And I've got more stories about how, in fact, they're doing that through these vaccine and drug mandates. In fact, one Celebrex, you remember those COX-2 inhibiting drugs? Oh, yeah. Big news on that. I'll show you exactly how this game works. Exactly how this game works. In the meantime, Merck and GSK already have the FDA, CDC, and the World Health Organization in their back pocket. So what's one more unaccountable bureaucratic oligarchy? Right? No problem. Get the UN behind us. And we see that the UN Codex Alimentarius reared its ugly head, as in Europe very recently, within the last week or so, banning more and more plant medicinals, keeping the humans away from the creation itself, and the creation of plant medicinals, the herbs that the Creator granted to all of us. Now the godless United Nations Codex Alimentarius corrupts the godless already European Union, which then says, oh, no, our people are not allowed to have natural supplements because we don't know if they're safe or effective. Sounds a lot like the FDA, the Fear and Death Administration, here in the United States. When do we wake up and reject global governance? When do we wake up and reject federal governance? The 10th Amendment. When do the states wake up and say enough is enough? And then I see this morning on Fox News Sunday, Chris Wallace is interviewing presidential candidate Ron Paul. And, asking about many of these things that he's talked about here on this show, on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You talk about rolling back the size and scope of government. And then they talk about Social Security. Right? Chris Wallace on supposedly Fox News, which is supposedly a right-leaning, Republican-supporting political viewpoint. So Chris nails into Ron Paul on Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid and says, hey, how you're against that. And Ron Paul rightly comes back at him and says, hey, that was basically a liberal scenario, liberal thing. And Chris says, well, no, it's not just the liberals. Oh, yes, right. That's why you can't trust a Republican, because they're just as much socialist, although they pretend they're not, as the Democrats in supporting Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, which are bankrupt. Even those bleeding heart liberals and conservatives who say, oh, we've got to have Social Security, even though it's a corrupt, morally and ethically bankrupt and fiscally bankrupt system that never guaranteed and still does not guarantee a payout to anybody who's contributed into that system. They can keep raising the age. They can means test it. And all that money you put in, if you die before you collect it, does it go to your family? No, heck no. It just goes into that general fund, that general wasteland of big government. You feel good about that? That's a good system. That's a system you can support, you lefties and righties. And Chris Wallace says, well, yes, the general welfare clause says, isn't that general welfare? Ron says, no, it's specific welfare. Everything. And what's the point of Article 1, Section 8? What's the point of delineating or enumerating power specific to the federal government if the general welfare clause means you can do anything at all? Good Lord. They're freaking idiots. I'm sorry, Chris Wallace. You are one of them. You pundits at Fox News are part guilty, the same way that the left ultra-libs are, in feeling that the general welfare clause says that we are not going to stand against Social Security or Medicare or Medicaid, even though it's bankrupt, even though it's destroying the country. On top of the militarism, the globalism, that is not in the interest of the national defense. And so when we come back and say, rah, rah, we killed bin Laden. You know, bin Laden, probably an evil dude, okay? I'll give you that. But I have a hard time celebrating death. Call me crazy and a bleeding heart, whatever you want to say. Not that, the world may be a better place without bin Laden in it, okay? No problem. But the idea here is, do we sacrifice tens of thousands, perhaps hundreds of thousands of innocents, spend over $1 trillion over 10 years, lose thousands of our own people, our own soldiers, in order to nail one sick dude? Could it have been different? Could it have been easier if you had the money of Ross Perot? And you could have paid $1 billion to guys and gals who would be happy under letters of marque and reprisal to go out and take the guy out without risking so much and so many. But then you got to understand, this plays into the hands of the global military-industrial complex, much less the medical-industrial complex and the Social Security-industrial complex. Oh, man, we got a lot of healing to do. I've got news about Celebrex as well. How are COX-2 inhibiting drugs preventing yet killing us at the same time? All right, the number, 800-259-5791, Rockin' the Hills World here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll be right back.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's not enough that the United Nations wants to inject your children and children all over planet Earth. They also want you to get permission from your doctor not to. In Washington State, big news. I got that linked up at the blog at robertscottbell.com, as well as many of the stories we're covering today. But parents in Washington now need a note, a doctor's note to skip vaccinations. What's a doctor going to do? Pin that note to your child's shirt so that you go to school, it won't be lost? And what was this thought that, you know, you got religious beliefs, for instance, right? Every state pretty much has religious exemption. Now you got to go to the doc and say, hey, doc, I don't want to vaccinate. Your doc says, why? He says, I got a religious belief, doc. I don't believe I should be poisoning my child with this nonsense. And your doc says, well, I don't have anything to do with religion, so I'm not giving you the note, right? Now, what the hell is that? Honestly, come on, man. Where have we come as a country that we would accept this even on a state level? Now the people have to not only nullify the 10th Amendment, nullify the federal government and the United Nations global government, but now you need a personal 10th Amendment. It's called personal sovereignty. It's called your birthright by virtue of your birth and a relationship to that which created you. That you can say, no, thank you. No, don't want it. Don't need it for my kids. But of course, we have to go back to the basic survival thought forms and mechanisms to reference, well, my child is not a child of government, but a child of God. And if we don't accept that, then of course, we'll believe that we must have permission. We must go to our doctor. But then they say, well, there's a clause in there that says if you have religious beliefs, not to see a doctor. I would agree that it might be a smart thing to not to see a doctor based on what they're doing to the kids. But now you have to have a religious belief not to see a doctor in order to have an exemption to not see the doctor, to get an exemption to not get the shot. Man, what the heck have we come to? And, of course, Ed Corcoran from Survivalist.com probably has an opinion on this. Ed, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. I understand we're going to be together at a Survivalist conference in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, over Memorial Day weekend. Is that right, Ed?
That's right. I'm really looking forward to it, too.
Ed, what do you think of this? The fact that we've gotten to such a mentality in this country where we have to ask not only permission of the government for everything, but now the government-sanctioned licensed representatives of Big Pharma, we have to ask permission of them, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, this is something that's really important to me. I talk about it a lot on my show. And, it's just, we get this nanny state developing, and all of that's doing is it's making us slaves. I mean, the Food and Drug Administration is pretty much bought and owned by the Big Pharma and Big Agro, like Monsanto and ADM and all those others. I hate to invoke the word conspiracy, but really, I mean, they're the ones who are calling the shots. They're the ones who want to keep us sick. They want to keep us sick, so we keep on buying their drugs. That'll make us even more sick.
Well, I also see this as a means of population reduction, quite honestly. Now the UN has signed on to say we're going to vaccinate every child on planet Earth with the human papillomavirus shot, the HPV shot, a nonsense shot and dangerous shot if there ever was one. And that, of course, will succeed if not in outright infertility, which because we've seen reports of that, neurodegenerative disease as well as death among children. But we've got the combination factor of the profits going to that so-called big pharma.
Oh, absolutely. And that's where all roads lead. Anytime you look at any kind of health issue and any kind of enforced vaccination, which is absolutely unconstitutional, it's against our civil rights. And there is. I do believe that they're trying to consolidate or reduce the population. If you go, and not only in the pharmaceutical industry, but you go into the environmental extremists. You know, it's like their big solution is save the planet, kill yourself, you know, and so you got it coming from all different angles. But I'm most concerned about the pharmaceutical industry. It is the largest source of evil, I think, in this world is the pharmaceutical industry. And everybody, there's tons and tons of Americans who trust them with their lives. It's like, oh, the FDA has approved it, so it must be good.
If the FDA has approved it, it's basically code for run the other way. Now, Ed,
it must be suspect.
Yes. What kind of things are we going to be able to cover together at the Survivalist Conference? And then we'll get the dates and contacts and everything.
Okay. Well, I'll start off by letting your listeners know the dates are May 28th and 29th, and that's Memorial Day weekend. And it's being held at the Dallas Airport for DFW Airport Marriott, and that's in Dallas, Texas. And it's just gonna be great. We've got 20 speakers, and it's gonna be just as jam packed with education. We've got yourself doing a session on homeopathic and natural treatments of illnesses, and we've also got Lisa Bedford, the survival mom. She's going to be doing family preparedness, and also she's going to do a breakout session on off-grid cooking using things like solar ovens and other other methods not reliant on being connected to a grid or to any kind of natural power, so gas, electric, that kind of thing. We got Brian Brody, who a lot of people know from his show, Brian Brody Show, and he's one of the experts, survival experts, and he's also going to be talking about some other off-grid energy and also survival mindset and how to get yourself and prepare yourself for survival. We got Chan Sanders, who's a weapons expert. He's going to be doing a session on home and personal security. We've got a communications expert, Craig Green, and he's going to be doing post-collapse communications, how to stay in touch when the cell towers go down and the landlines don't work anymore.
Yeah.
I could go on.
This is going to rock and roll, and I plan to be there as well. If it works out, we're going to broadcast live from the event as well. And so we're going to get the word out on surviving, what's coming, what we're in the midst of as well. And I'm looking forward to being there and lecturing out. Do we have other breakout sessions where we can do some other one-on-one interactions more close with the people that are coming to the event?
At the breakout sessions, one of the goals is to get like hands-on and have people actually see and touch these things, regardless of what the session is about. We get the breakout sessions are going to be a little more intimate than the main sessions. The session that you're going to be doing a 90-minute session. The breakout session will be 45 minutes, and those are going to be a little more intimate, a little more hands-on.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to it. Once again, we're talking May 28th and 29th, Memorial Day weekend, DFW Marriott. We'll have links up in the blog. Also, for you, you're at survivalist.com. Is that correct?
That's correct. And if you want to register for the conference, you can go to survivalist.com/conference, or you go to the main page, and it's on the navigation bar on the main page at the top of the screen.
Great. In the last couple of issues, I put an article in there as well for your Survivalist magazine, trying to get the word out for this and getting people back to where they can care for themselves and each other so we're not in a disastrous state like it looks like we're heading to.
That's right. The magazine, and also for the magazine, you can also go to survivalist.com, and if you want to get a free trial issue, you can go to survivalist.com/free, and you get a free issue, and you'll get to read Robert's articles. Robert's one of our great contributing writers, and there's an awful lot of great information in there for folks whether you're starting out or whether you're already on a self-reliance path.
All right, man. Thanks for helping me rock the health world, Ed. Good to hear from you. We'll look forward to seeing everybody at DFW Marriott Memorial Day weekend for the Survivalist Conference, where I'll be speaking and seeing you there. We'll be right back with more powerful healing and your calls after this.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to herbalhealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. the best pharmaceutical grade available, and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi, and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Here's Robert.
All right. Thanks for helping me rock the health world every week here on GCN Live. And the phone number to call in today, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. And we'll see what we can squeeze in. The phones are open. I've got another call we're going to go to momentarily. But I wanted to let you know further about this concept of asking permission, you know, from the doctors or from the government sanction. I mean, we have really become, I call it the wussification of America. The wussification of Americans. Oh, I got to check with my doctor. Oh, I got to check with my congressman. Oh, I got to check with the FDA. Enough already. I mean, you're going to check until you're extinct based on the fact that you think all these experts are going to take care of you. These experts are pseudo-experts at best. They don't know what's best for you. They know what's best for themselves, and that is to have slaves. And, you know, slavery is not something I'm a real big fan of. And on Friday's show, on the Robert Scott Bell Show through National News, I covered Dr. Rand Paul's statement that
the right to health care is tantamount to a belief in the in slavery. And people were freaking out about that. Oh, Dr. Rambo, he's crazy. He's a crazy dude. How can he say slavery? Yeah, quit your crying. It is slavery. If you can conscript somebody, if it is your right to have health care. And, of course, who gets to define health care but Big Pharma, because they lobby the definitions in there. So health care is disease management. It's drug management. It's vaccine management. And then you say, well, I have a right to it. Then, of course, you can go with a gun to your doctor and say, dagnabbit, you give me that drug now. It's a right. And, of course, it's not a right, because a true right does not require you to violate the rights of others in order to exercise it. But are we adults or are we a bunch of wussies to be able to stand up for ourselves and help others through free association, through volunteerism? And the more the government involved itself in so-called charity, which it is not, the more corporatism was what ensued, and the more slavery became apparent. And, yes, that includes conscripting your child into a system that may never pay them back. In fact, if you're under 45, forget Social Security. It ain't happening for you. And if it does exist, it's going to be paid to you in such fractionally reserved pieces of paper that can't buy in a, I got a $50 billion note. Some of my friends have $1 trillion notes from the Bank of Zimbabwe, the Federal Reserve of Zimbabwe. You just see that. Oh, yeah, well, I'll get my Social Security, Robert. You bet I will. And you'll get it in paper that can't buy you squat. You'll loaf of bread. Forget that noise. You ain't eating with that. You'll be lucky to burn it to keep yourself warm in the winter. That's what we're looking at. But no, we're the permission society. We have to ask permission for everything. And Joni's on the line. And I know she doesn't believe in asking permission to opt out of vaccines and drugs. Do you, Joni?
Not at all, Robert. In fact, I think there's a really false perception of power going on here, and the American people just don't know how to use it. You know, doctors and Big Pharma, they have presented themselves with this perception that they are the end-all, be-all authority, and we have to kowtow to them. But what we realize is that we have the power to neglect or to completely reject their services. We pay them for a service that they went to school for. Well, when the school at the foundational level is a corrupt system teaching doctors how to prescribe drugs instead of check for symptoms or getting to the root cause of the symptom, you know, it's like putting a Band-Aid over a bullet hole. We have to stand up. We have to stand up and exercise our power. This whole thing with Washington State, as you know, we were looking at on Facebook today, we don't have to ask them permission to do something that we feel is going to harm our children or that could even potentially kill them. Let's look at the rate of autism. That whole thing is now being revisited by the government. Why? Because thank God for Mary Holland and Louise Kohabakis for writing Vaccine Epidemic, Ginger Taylor, Robert Krakow, all these folks who were contributing authors to that book. And now, you know, that led to the study of the 83 canaries in the coal mine.
Yeah, yeah. Well, of course, we become canaries, all of us. And I happen to, you know, those that know my story, I was a canary from early on and was raised pharmaceutically, hammered by vaccines, and had to work my aspirin off, so to speak, and out of me in order to be alive and well and thriving in this way to get this message out there. Joni, hold on. I want to go to you a little more. You're fascinating, and you've got the passion. And we need the moms out there to stand up for what is right and stop asking for permission where none is required. And on the Robert Scott Bell Show, guess what? None is required. RobertScottBell.com, the phone number if you want to be part of the show today, 800-259-5791. Rockin' and hopeful. More after this.
Nordic Naturals offers a complete line of omega-3s from fish in combination with omega-6s from organic borage oil and evening primrose oil. Involved in research and education, Nordic Naturals is the chosen brand for various clinical trials at accredited universities and research institutions. All of Nordic Naturals products are made exclusively from three fish species: Arctic cod, anchovies, and sardines, as they are naturally high in the omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA. Many of us lack essential fatty acids, or EFAs. Some of the early signs of EFA deficiency: fatigue, heart problems, immune weakness, poor circulation, and often depression. If you're one of the many Americans suffering from these symptoms, give Nordic Naturals a call at 800-662-2544 or visit them on the web at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, the company that cares not only about you, but also the environment.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Hello, everyone. This is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and carry products discussed on Robert's show, such as the Sovereign Silver, 100% whole food chromium and selenium that our good friend and health expert Chris Barr talks about. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12+. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that combines ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is required. Why is Probiotics 12+ the finest of its kind? It works, and works well. Call us toll-free 866-424-1077. We're here to help you. That's 1-866-424-1077. Or go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and stay healthy, naturally.
Your weekly dose of health, freedom, and liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, please don't let me shoot my child. This is what we're asking, permission to not shoot our children with toxic medicaments from Big Pharma vaccines. Now the UN wants in. They want HPV shots for everybody. And I'm taking your calls at 800-259-5791. Got a great one from Joni up there in Illinois. And Joni, also a great supporter of parentalrights.org. This is so far out of hand, Joni. I mean, not only on this, we've talked, and I've talked on this show about on a state level, but the federal level as well. Now we're talking the global UN level. This is going on. Let's take away the rights of parents everywhere.
Well, with the UN, it's the Council for the Rights of the Child, and we're already seeing so many things going on in the United States where judges are actually awarding or making their judgments according to the auspices within the UN Council of the Rights of the Child, even though our country has not adopted that treaty yet. Obama is really on the fast track to do that, and if he does, it takes less work for him to get that signed and enforced in our nation than it does for us to be able to stop it. And so parentalrights.org is something that I came across, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, and they're trying to amend the Constitution. They have an online petition. They actually put out a documentary called The Child, in which case it definitely showcases parents having their child taken away from them because of a decision they made. One case in particular, they vaccinated their child. She had a vaccine reaction according to the package insert and the paper handout. Took her to the emergency room. They wanted to do a bunch of tests on this child, which was so invasive, and the baby was already having enough problems. The parents decided, no, we're okay with some tests, but we will not agree to all of them. And the doctor basically came in and told them, if you do not consent to all the tests that I tell you to do, I will take away your child. And that's what they proceeded to do.
Oh, this is the kind of craziness that's going on. That's why I say I find it absurd that I even have to come on the air every week and say, parents, stop asking for permission to raise your children. But it has to be done. I've covered the last week of shows on my Monday through Friday shows. I've been talking about this, trying to go back to the history and say, where did we lose our minds and start putting our children under the jurisdiction of government?
I think it happened in the 40s with water fluoridation. I think that's where some of that all started, with losing our minds, because we've become such a weak people.
Well, it definitely added to the mess, that's for sure. And, you know, for speaking these common sense terms, we're often marginalized in ways where we're the, you know, the fringe. But, I mean, I think it's a fringe thing to do to turn children over to the pharmaceutically controlled big government complex, whether it be federally or state or, as we say now, under the United Nations. And we also see that our own FDA goes to these UN Codex Alimentarius meetings, and it's the biggest freaking cheerleader for United Nations Codex Alimentarius. They would love if they could reduce all supplements to negligible quantities so where they you couldn't do anything unless you got a prescription. Guess what? From a doctor.
Right. And, you know, with this false perception of power, like, again, I said in the last segment, they provide a service to us. We pay them. So why do we have to pay them to lord over us? We're paying them for their services, not for their services to lord over us. That's why they're second opinions. And I likened it unto, you know, a lawyer not doing it his job for us, and us having to ask him permission to go hire another lawyer. How much sense does that make?
No, not at all. But then again, we realize, too, that because of the third-party payer system that we've all adopted, I mean, people can't conceive of paying for their doctor, much less the freedom to have a homeopath or an herbalist and such. But because the third-party payer's in there, we're immune, if you will, to the real costs because of all the, let's say, the in-between bureaucracy that eats up most of the costs and then limits the doctor's ability to do what he or she may know is right. But then they've adopted for survival's sake all that is wrong just to be able to keep the car payment or the kids in school, whatever it takes.
Or to pay for their med school.
Oh, yeah, because they come out conscripted and enslaved to a debt that is untenable and unfathomable, some over $500,000 now and more.
Well, I think this is why, I mean, you know, as much as I like to stay out of the medical system, I think if we can all try to start educating the public, which will ultimately educate the doctors. I mean, I know they have such an elitist attitude, but, you know, case in point, a friend of mine, she was an ER doc, a labor and delivery doc. We met online because she wanted to get to know my midwives in order to be a better doctor. True peer at heart doctor. And so she could deliver babies better because she knew that the way that she was trained to handle complications was not as good as a way as, because it always ended up in C-section due to hospital policy, that she knew she could learn a better way. So, you know, she came over to my house. I introduced her to kombucha, and she was pregnant, and the B12 vitamins. So, long story short, she's a Weston A. Price chapter leader in our area now.
Nice, nice. Well, recovery's happening out there because of people like you, Joni, and people listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show chiming in, and we've got more calls to take today. If you'd like to be one of them, 800-259-5791. Check out robertscottbell.com, and we will rock the health world together. I'm going to tell you how COX-2 inhibiting drugs may be reducing global population. Next.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
What happened to those COX-2 inhibiting drugs we love so much, like Vioxx and Celebrex? Oh, my gosh. Well, now they're touting them as drugs to prevent, guess what? Colon cancer. That's right. Celebrex may curb colon cancer, but with caveats. What may those be, Robert? Please tell us. Okay, I will. You don't have to twist my arm. Now, this colorectal cancer thing, they were watching this thing through their studies, and they said, wow, participants were taking the Celebrex, which is celecoxib, and I don't even care to pronounce it right, however you want to, that's fine. But basically, when they were doing this, they said that these polyps were reduced, or there weren't as many polyps that were happening. So they said, wow, this could be the cure, the prevention for colon cancer. But what about the fact that Celebrex is proven to increase cardiovascular episodes, some that induce death? What about that, huh? Well, in the article, they actually do admit that because, well, first and foremost, let me just tell you about how they use this. While they were on it, it seemed to do some good for these polyps. But when participants, and I quote this now, and when participants stop taking the pain pill Celebrex, out of concerns over side effects. Okay, so they wake up and they say, I don't know. Is it worth it? Could I have a heart attack? They stop. Then what happens? This is the key. Is it really doing something to cure the underlying issue that brings about these so-called polyps and potential for colon cancer? Well, guess what? When they stop taking the Celebrex, they eventually develop more polyps than the people who had remained on an inactive or placebo drug throughout the study. So listen to this. Basically, with a headline, and I have this linked up at the blog at robertscottbell.com. I posted it today, and you can see it there. But it's basically what they're saying. In order to receive the polyp-reducing benefits of Celebrex, you have to take it until you get a heart attack. Oh, good. You can die of a heart attack with no polyps in your colon. Like, that's the thing you're going to worry about when you're dead. You see, this is the absurdity of modern medicine, the allopathic pharmaceutical pseudoscientific paradigm that dominates and controls planet Earth. Not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show where we see through this garbage. You know, on the fact that we clean out the intestines by doing the right thing, that we're on the good probiotics like Dr. O'Hara's from choosetobehealthy.com. Have you gotten yours yet? What are you waiting for? Call Jonathan at 866. Let's see if we get 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077 to get that. And, of course, reducing inflammation. If there is something that is happening, the COX-2 inhibiting pathway, they basically block the inflammation. That may be one of the reasons why. But, of course, it's a very risky scenario to do it this way because they block certain pathways and then there's unintended consequences. That's right. Collateral damage. Oops. We didn't know that if we took out one terrorist and we actually killed thousands of innocent people, that we would create 10 more terrorists or 100 more terrorists. Oh, we're such numbnuts here in America. Can I say that? That we can't see cause and effect? Because we're a bunch of infants running around going, oh, the bad guys, let's kill them all. Let God sort them out. You know, that kind of attitude. Very short-sighted. And now on top of that, dropping depleted uranium munitions around planet Earth, creating again more scenarios whereby we reduce world population. We eliminate the ability to reproduce what at all through the depleted uranium because the explosions of the munitions creates even more radioactive components. And all kinds of havoc is you know, the result of that, including infertility, which we're going to see a lot more of. By the way, I just got word that Dr. John Astley, my dear friend, will join us next hour to talk about this issue. We've got Chernobyl on steroids right now. This is very serious. Your government, if you still call them your government here in the U.S., has been woefully, woefully inadequate. In fact, it's the opposite. They've been suppressing the information about what's gone on. And you and I, we have a lot of work to do to protect ourselves and to protect our children and hope that they can even have children at the rate this is going. I am not being an alarmist here. This is the reality of what is happening, but it is invisible to you, and it is invisible to the U.S. government, or so they would like to make it for everybody else. So they want you on your Celebrex, so that you'll reduce your colon cancer and then get a heart attack and leave the planet. And then what? And then what? Right? What will we have left for our children? Man, this is the gut check time. You know, are you willing? I've been talking about natural health and healing for 12 years now in media, and more than that, off media, with the hope that somebody would say, well, I think I better eat better. I better protect my health. Now, some did. Most didn't. Now, do you wait for cancer before you make that switch? I know a lot of people will. But by then, it may be too late now. Because on top of all the other things we've talked about over the years, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, additives, preservatives, flavorings, colorings, we weren't dealing with background levels of ionizing radiation, not just uranium, but cesium and strontium. And what else do they have out there? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. All the bomb-making material, plutonium now, being detected in California. You don't mess around with this. We have got to do so much more than ever. And I know some of you might just say, it's just too much to consider, Robert. I can't handle it. Okay? That's fine. But at least give your children a fighting chance. If you're not going to do it for yourself, please put your children on some superfoods. Get them on some heavy chelating agents. Put them on a lot of selenium from a whole food source every day. Spirulina. Get them on glutathione enhancing One World Whey. For God's sake, if you're not going to do it for yourself, do you want your children to survive this? Do you want them to be able to have children? I know some of you might say it's too ugly what's happened, and you don't want that to have happen. This is the cold water moment on the Robert Scott Bell Show, because it's very serious out there. But there are ways that we can survive this and we can eventually thrive, but we cannot do so by sticking our head in the pill bottle. If that's what you want to do, then go ahead and worship the FDA, worship the United Nations and their desire to put every child and inject them three times with the human papillomavirus shot, which doesn't even prevent the cancer that they claim it prevents. Because the HPV isn't the cause of the cancer, to begin with, the cervical cancer issue. But never let facts stand in the way of a good program to reduce world population or increase infertility around planet Earth. Yes, there are people that are evil. And they're not necessarily welcome here, but if they figure it out and come on over to our side, we'll welcome them to do what is right, to amend their ways, to correct the record, whatever it takes to do. We've got lots more healing next hour. We'll hear from Stephen Huer, also Dr. John Astley. We're going to talk more about the radiation and what to do about it. Also, preview the Health Freedom Expo. Thanks to Ed Corcoran of Survivalist.com for chiming in today as well. Memorial Day weekend in the Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Until then, I come back after this to remind you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.